A 250-pound black bear mauled a 10-year-old boy playing in his grandparents' backyard in Morris, Connecticut, and tried to drag him away Sunday before being shot. The boy suffered a puncture wound to one thigh, bite marks on a foot and ankle, and claw marks on his back. His grandfather, James Butler, tells the Republican-American of Waterbury he heard him yell bear, saw his grandson's leg in the bear's mouth, trying to drag him away. Butler, who uses a wheelchair, threw a metal bar at the bear's head. The bear released the boy, but then grabbed him again. A neighbor raced over, yelling with a pipe, and scared the bear, but it still returned, peering into the house where the family was hiding. That's when authorities got there and shot it. Biologists say interactions are increasing as Connecticut's expanding bear population becomes acclimated to humans and develops a taste for our food. I'm Julie Walker.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.